almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steelers on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
I just think that it was a plane with more than just
fuel. Yeah. You know San Francisco just gone.
It's clear over.
I know that, but it isn't. It's just not an Iraqi part of town. Now. But the upper class in San Francisco is that way. The Bohemian Grove that I have had on Capitol Hill, the Easterners and the others have come there. But it is the most faggot goddamn thing you will ever imagine.
Often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do.
They start out the most popular person in the world, make a lot of money, big house, cars, and everything, end up with penniless. It is a conspiracy. The Jews do it on purpose.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to another episode of The Cosmic Show. I am your host, The Cosmic Marauder, and we have an extra special edition for you guys here tonight. I appreciate you guys being here. We have an open lines tonight, an open phone line, 1-505-337-0631. Go ahead and give me your thoughts. Call in. Let me know what's up. Follow me on Twitter, Last Analog Hero, at FreeJerry88. And with that, we'll go ahead and get rolling. We have two bizarre stories to cover today. Looks like Kate Middleton's clone has just made an appearance. And this is one of the more bizarre stories recently. Apparently, this broad has been seen in about 12 weeks. That's not news in of itself. Like, I really could care less about the royal family, but they're not saying what's exactly up with Kate Middleton. They're being very shady, and they released a video today with a female that's most certainly not Kate Middleton. So we'll dive into that, look at it from every angle. Barack Obama just flew into Buckingham Palace on a jetpack. So they were discussing something today. A lot of people were rumoring, I guess that's a word, that the king had died. King Charles has died of prostate cancer. I don't think we found any firm news one way or the other on that. But in addition, we have the Riley Strain missing persons case, and this one is just completely nutso. This gentleman went missing about a week ago. He had one drink at Luke Bryan's bar in Nashville. He was caught on many closed captioned surveillance sites throughout the city. He was caught on a badge cam, and we can't find this person. They found it. I think they found his debit card on a riverbank is the last major news on that. So I wonder what's happened to him. We'll go ahead and deep dive it. We have a Reddit, his Riley Strain missing Reddit pulled up. We're going to get into everything. We're going to cover all those stories. Okay. There's another story I should cover. Go ahead and drop it in the chats if there's something else that I'm missing. But we are also back on YouTube for the first time in quite a while. That's fun. It's been about two long weeks. Of course I got banned. Of course I did. Always do. Let's cover a couple of quick little news bits, shall we? Something funny. Or maybe something not so funny. Let's see what these tabs I have pulled up are. Like I said, it's going to be really heavy on Riley Strain being missing. Kate Middleton will be second most tonight. I don't really care about the subject. I just want to cover it because I guess people want to know, and like I said, a Photoshop photo, they are doing weird stuff to hide something. Let's see. This was a funny video. Let me go ahead and present this tab to you. We'll go to Twitter now. What's with Riley's? I don't know. Stick around, user. We'll find out shortly. This is a funny video I found. I thought this was people attacking and trying to rob some hot dog vendors, the Rolling Loud Festival. But the community note says the, quote, attackers, unquote, are actually Rolling Loud security, not trying to steal hot dogs, but attempting to apprehend unauthorized vendors fleeing the scene. They're even seen asking police assistance in the video. That's fucking funny. It's like, no, no, they weren't robbers. This is security trying to ask why they'd be selling hot dogs. Oh, wait, hold on. Audio is not set up correctly. Let's get back in on this. Sorry, my audio tab was not shared through the right port. Yeah, security tried to tell these people not to sell hot dogs anymore. How do you sneak in a whole hot dog cart? It's beautiful. You know what? I'm sorry. America was founded on disobedience like this. If you got the will and the way to sell a hot dog, you fucking sell those hot dogs. If you get into the venue with your little cart and sell hot dogs at a better price, I don't see why anybody should stop you. You go, girl. That's what I say. Keep selling them hot dogs. We need more of this. And then ticket prices will have to go down because we're spending more money fighting down illegal hot dog sales, which is coming out of their own pocket. You can't keep charging $20 a hot dog, folks. Just give us back the $3 hot dog. That's all we want. The $3 footlong, ladies. Oh, this one's really funny. This one's from one of my favorite Twitter accounts, dudes posting their W's. And I found out a certain ethnicity really has a fondness for American culture, for American history, even. Let's go ahead and share the screen. We represent. User says, though they are hot dogs, you think they are. These hot dogs spit back. Yuck, dude. Take it easy. Check out this also makes America great. Illegally selling hot dogs at Japanese folks cosplaying as wild Westerners. This is one of the funniest things you'll see today. Look at these guys. Better Americans than half the country. Is Yayo okay out there? I don't know. I just thought that was wholesome as fuck. Oh, let's do a red heifer watch. We're always doing red heifer watches here. As you guys know, you guys have to give me credit on this. I was one of the first people to start talking about the red heifers. Donnie Darkin did bring it up before me, but I feel like I was a little bit on it more than other YouTube creators. I heard that, I dug into it, and I looked at some eschatology of my own. I took a deep dive into Israel. I started learning more about the Christian faith myself, but it's really nuts. Apparently, they're building an altar. They're getting ready to sacrifice these heifers potentially this year to bring back their Moshiach or whatever that is. I don't want to learn too much about what that is, okay? It's terrifying to me. Let's watch the first 5 minutes of this from InfoWars.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned. According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place. The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque.
While other networks lie to you about what's
happening, guys are watching.
InfoWars tells the audio you the truth only about supporters what's happening next.
As well.
InfoWars.com/show.
You now have CBS News putting out full-fledged reports. The full report is 5 minutes long, basically between Israel and Hamas, where they're talking about the ancient prophecy that a red heifer will be sacrificed to inaugurate the building of the third temple and the bringing about of the Antichrist.
Oh, no.
I thought we had a corner on this market, but this is how regular it is now. So we'll go to a snippet of it, because I don't know if you're aware of this. They are planning to bring back animal sacrifices in the temple, the third temple.
Told you.
And they've already built an altar upon which the slaughter will take place. It's very strange how many places in the world are like reverting to a pre-Christian status. Haiti just collapsing into total barbaric, like African stasis, just like the just like where you return.
By the way, guys, was the Haitian cannibals real or not real? I don't even know. I don't think the cannibals were real.
Turn to without imposition of outside control, where in Israel they're returning to paganistic 2000 year out of date animal sacrifices. What is going on? Here is a report from CBS News telling you that they're already building the altar upon which the red heifer will be sacrificed. Here it is.
The conflict in Gaza now entering its sixth month.
Bastards.
The Israeli operation to root out Hamas terrorists there has resulted in the deaths of 30,000 Palestinians and 242 Israeli soldiers.
Sorry, we don't have the whole time to play the whole 5 minute segment. Let's go to clip 11 here. Here's the here's a selection from that 5 minute CBS video.
A massive altar already awaits where the heifers are to be burned.
Here it is.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its
That's
place.
Good.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque.
So there you go. I mean, literally, they built the altar. They've built an altar, a sacrificial altar, to burn a red heifer in order to bring about the Antichrist in fulfillment of a warped and incorrect prophecy.
She says we should play Captain Save-A-Ho and save the heifers.
And of course, this is really at the heart of everything going on in Israel and Gaza right now, as the Israelis had plans to basically take over and destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque in an attempt to forestall that eventuality. We told you so. I guess the only thing to say is, like, yeah, the world is with ancient prophecy, and that may have seemed crazy a little while ago, but now
it's just
a CBS News report. So there you go. The altar is already built. The red heifer already genetically engineered, which I don't think is how prophecies work, but hey, do what you got to do.
And we cover that Texas ranch on this very show.
You have this prophecy that's like a red heifer will be born. And so they're just gene altering cows to make a red heifer to fulfill the prophecy. Not how it works. The Kwisatz Haderach. Are we in Dune?
I hope not. Sounds like a shit sci-fi movie.
Just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. So, you know, It's going to be the Antichrist. We don't know who he is, but he's probably walking around right now. Getting ready. We'll go out to your phone calls now. John in Alberta.
Oh, man. All right. He starts talking about something else here. That was a good clip. Pretty good stuff from Mr. What's his name? Harrison Smith, I think, from InfoWars. I don't know what's going on at InfoWars, man. I really like a lot of folks that they have there. I even secretly still like Alex Jones a tiny, tiny bit. But it's just too weird now. Ever since the Sandy Hook trial and all that, it's 100% a controlled virtue signal. My cat is trying to sabotage the stream. Stop it, Seven. All right, sorry. I had to berate her. User says, I wish we were all in Dune. I take all this. What's spice? Oh, I've smoked spice before, dude. You don't want to smoke it. It's not just a Dune thing. It's a real life thing, too. Oh, God. I don't want to go back to those days. Those were very dark. User says the 80s movie was the best in reference to Dune. All right. Let's see if there's anything else really hilarious I got to show you guys before we start covering some other bigger stories. The Kate Middleton and the Riley Strain disappearance. I think I should share something that's pretty dark. I think everybody needs to go out there and watch this documentary that just came out. It's a documentary out of the creators of Nickelodeon and a lot of the stars we know today in their early days. Let's just say that there's a whole lot of really dark shit that's about to be unraveled. I think Drake, at least from the show Drake and Josh, came out and said some of these people did stuff to him. But we already see how Amanda Bynes is looking these days. Ariana Grande and the weird foot fetish scenes Dan Schneider would put her through. Not very good. The movie is called Quiet on Set. It looks like you could stream it on Max or it's on ID. So this might be a controlled little piece. They're obviously not going to name the real people behind it. I think we could take that for sure since it's on a site like that. You got to remember, HBO did that fake Michael Jackson documentary, a two-parter on it. So you cannot underestimate how low they'll go. That's what I think. Here we go. Quiet on Set. Let's check out this trailer.
In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything. And you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slime, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrives, Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
Dirty motherfucker.
Sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
He launched the careers of child actors who became major stars.
For 20 years, he shaped children's entertainment and culture.
Thank you for being here.
But that marked one of the darkest chapters.
Da, da, da.
Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship.
Dan's,
and those are just the grown-ups talking.
Treatment of people on your shows was an open secret.
Wait until you talk to the kids.
Lawyer filed complaints, gender discrimination, hostile work environment, harassment, and it was so devastating.
How safe can any kids be in that environment?
There would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set.
No.
These are three predators who worked at Nickelodeon.
No way.
All in a short amount of time.
Wait, guys, what are you for you?
It was a toxic environment. It made me.
Three predators not named Dan Schneider. Huh. If he ever comes to court, we know what he's going to say.
Trust people less.
We were there for so many hours. You get comfortable with people until you're not. I had no idea what I was saving my son from. It's a house of horrors. They find this enormous trove of child pornography.
The officer said we found Ziploc bags, each one with a girl's name on it.
11 charges of child sexual abuse related to a child actor.
It made me wonder who was being hurt.
I don't think they're going to name anybody in this. This is so dramatized. I've already got a stink about it. I don't like it.
I've been waiting 17 years for today.
It literally looks like a dramatization. It looks like a court TV flick rather than a documentary. Man, not good.
It wasn't dealing with anybody on the shows or anything, right?
It was a child actor.
On one of our shows?
Yes. Have you ever told your story publicly before?
Man, sounds like a lot of bullshit. Complete cover. They're running complete cover on this story. I didn't expect it to be so blatant, though. One more clip just to talk about this subject for a second. Weird year. Expect the news cycle to be bonkers. They're going to throw all the good ones at us. Michael Jackson, crimes in Hollywood with children against women. It's going to be the kitchen sink and more. What's your theory about this stuff, user? We know you got a lot of theories. You got to call in one day. You definitely got to call in one day. Let's listen to this.
Yeah. I know I've been on movie sets. Matthew Lawrence. I've heard male producers talk about these girls they've given jobs because of either the way they look or that they went out to drinks with them. I've been privy to all those conversations. So I know how important actually that.
User's theory is that this is part of normalization. Oh, yeah. I think you're 100% correct. I think that all ties in with everything that's covered on the left and the right. Even I'm kind of guilty about it because I follow some of these really big predator catch channels, but I wouldn't know about those if this wasn't just driven. It's not in an echo chamber. Like, I actually care about this stuff, but there are people working against this stuff. At the same time, it puts people into a fever pitch and it does get it more normalized. Like, no matter how heinous it is, the more people talk about it, unfortunately, people become desensitized. User says it's the same with BreadTube and the AOC debate. AOC, age of consent. Yeah. For certain.
That was because it is a real thing. The casting couch, we all know it's existed. We've all been somewhat complacent in a way towards it. And I know I have a responsibility for that. And you guys do as well.
Of course.
But the one thing that's very interesting that doesn't get talked about enough in the Me Too movement is how this is a two-way street. In fact, it's a three, maybe even four-way street. I don't even have how we're going to cut this up. But when it comes to Terry Crews feels like he was groped and used as a piece of meat by somebody in power above him within the industry.
Right, right.
Well, not a lot of guys, in my opinion, have come out and talked about this in the industry.
Yes,
there is also this same situation. Now, granted, I'd say it's probably a third of what women go through, the amount of men. Yeah, men go through this as well, whether it's another woman or another man in power.
Yeah.
There's been many times in my life where I've been propositioned to get a huge role. I've lost my agency because I went to the hotel room, which I can't believe they would send me to, of a very prominent Oscar award winning director who showed up in his robe, asked me to take my clothes off and said he needed to take Polaroids of me. And that if I did X, Y, and Z, I would be the next Marvel character. I didn't do that. And my agency fired me because I left this director's room. And
along those lines,
a lot of my other male friends have gone through with both men and women in this industry. But there's a double standard. And this is where I bring Terry Crews. Terry Crews comes out and says it. People are laughing at him.
Right.
People don't support him. They kick him out. Why? Because he's a man that represents masculinity. And I think our society is less ready to hear that situation going on with men than they are with women. Actually,
I don't know, you guys. What do you think? I'm going to go ahead and take a quick little minute and a half break. The audio breaks help get the podcast monetized with some certain little ad runs for other small podcasts. So it's like a self-sustaining ecosystem on Buzzsprout. So I'll go ahead and see you guys in a minute and a half. I'm going to refresh my drink. And I'm going to use the restroom and I will come back and we'll talk Riley Strain, missing person case. The thing I'm most excited to talk about tonight because It's straight up out of Unsolved Mysteries. See you guys in a second. All right, looks like we are back. Thank you guys for sticking around. I really appreciate it. I love hanging out with you guys. Let's get to this Riley Strain story, eh? If you guys do not know, this one gentleman by the name of Riley Strain went missing about a week ago in Nashville, out hanging out with some friends, you know, had a cocktail. Some things went wrong. Nobody knows what happened. He was asked to leave. He got really fucked up after one drink. We don't know if he was roofied. Apparently this bar is known for that to happen. I think it's called Luke Bryan's Bridge 32. There's some Masonic things named. There's a street called Gabe Boulevard that he was found across from. He walked past a Masonic lodge in downtown Nashville, and he's spotted several times on camera. The only things we know so far is that he's still missing and that his debit card was found on the riverbank. So let's go ahead and let's just get into this. One of the all-time weirder stories. Let's go to the Riley Strain Reddit, because whenever you need things really found out about, you got to go to Reddit. Some folks in my chat would say 4chan, but I don't do 4chan. Or 8kun, whatever you guys do nowadays, you weirdos. Riley Strain missing. There's a current timeline on here. MNPD just released body cam footage from Gay Street on March 8th. We're going to look at that. That's for certain. Metro Police have released video. Family update. The United Cajun Navy is currently working to bring boats back in to search for Riley and to organize a search party in the location his debit card was found. They have the tools needed to find our boy. Please keep spreading the word so we can bring him home. There's an update from 3 hours ago on Facebook, apparently. What's going on here? Let's click on it. Oh, it's been deleted. Interesting. Or it's only private. So lots of things cleared up. No shirt on a homeless guy at all. No vomit. No one chasing Riley. Ejected from a bar, likely for intoxication, and not some girl he hit on. This is what I'm talking about when I say you can't trust these YouTube investigators. They're here to amp up the story and make it about them. The lady who called in having quit Luke's likely lying. The stuff on that YouTube talk show everybody keeps talking about, tease something live, likely all fake people calling in fake things to get the 30 seconds of fame. And there's some truth to that. This is archivey derp. Shut up, dude. I'm not. I guess it's the next level of my evolution is to learn to find the Reddit or Facebook archives. I don't want to go on Facebook archive. What is that? Web? Is it just webarchive.com or something still? I don't want to get into it. You guys are probably sitting there roasting me in the chats about it. But let's go find just a basic news story about this, if I could find one, right here on X. Give me your thoughts tonight. Call in 1-505-337-0631. Call into the show 1-505-337-0631. We want to hear your thoughts on Riley Strand. Do you think he's alive? Do you think he's dead? Is he missing? Is he being kidnapped and trafficked to elites all over the world? We don't know, okay? We try to keep things a little bit light, but this is a serious case, so I do want him found, okay? Let's not get that twisted. It's just everything's so dark on this show. We got to take it all with a grain of salt and keep the interest going by sometimes just, you know, having a little fun with it. People got to stop going out by themselves. That's just all I got to say. And I know that sounds really dumb and stupid. I do it all the time, but I'm not out past 8. Like, seriously, I go out for my beer and I go out for all that. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I heard something. It's all good. My door just creaked, but I thought somebody knocked in. Somebody knocks in this neighborhood, it's like you're a threat, you know? So. Anywho, let's get back to it. He always carries his boomstick. Do you carry it? Oh, yeah, he carries it when he's out probably too. I'm just going to say that downtown Albuquerque is technically a gun-free zone now due to our mayor, who's a terrible person. Oh, here we go. We got a basic news clip right here from News Nation on Twitter. So go find Brian Enton. I don't know who that guy is. Wow, almost 500,000. Looks like he's a journalist of some kind. Senior national correspondent. Let's watch this.
Latest on the search, we're joined now by Chris Dingman. He is a friend of the Strain family. He's helping in the hunt for Riley. First of all, Chris, I'm so sorry for everything that you're going through, that Riley's family is going through. This did seem like a big clue today, though, when police released this body camera video. I want to watch it again because you know Riley so well. I want to see what you think. You can hear his voice. Let's watch it again together.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, here we go.
Good.
Okay, so it's quick, Chris, but you hear him say, "How are you doing, sir?" And he says, "Good, how are you?" And then good. And again, it's quick. It's hard to make out, but it doesn't sound to me like someone who is necessarily drunk. I mean, Riley, what did you take from it, Chris?
Riley, at that point, we've been emphasizing the whole time just how great.
Hey, Mel, if you're out there, tell Mars to call in. Tell him to call into the show.
Great a kid Riley is, and even whether he was drunk or under the influence of something more than that, that's how polite Riley was. You know, how are you doing, sir? Great. That it was very warm, heartfelt for the family to hear his voice. That's the first time we've heard his voice in any video of anything that's been given to us since he's went missing. So it was a nice lead, but we even have more questions. Why are we to 8 or 9 in this before we ever get to see it?
Yeah, well, I know that you, along with the family, were shown all the video that's available for the first time. I think that was over the weekend. We've now got this mm-hmm. body camera video. Is there more, though, that we haven't seen that police have shown the family?
The family actually got to meet with the police last night after
oh, here he goes. He's gonna eat
the debit card was found. They did take us in. showed us some more footage. Unfortunately, that is the last footage we have. Everything else is back towards face the bar plant and the route that Riley took. So they now have a digital trail pit from what he was walking, along with a video footprint to put things together, to look for people following, extra vehicles in the same frame, etc. But right now, that is the last video or voice that we have of Riley.
Nashville police today, Chris, again said no indication of foul play. And that's the way, seems they're being careful the way they word it, but they say no indication of foul play. What do you make of this? I mean, what are your thoughts at this point?
I don't play poker well. It's very frustrating. His debit card was found in an area that we have been, everybody, hundreds of people have been in that area for 8 days. It's in an area that, you know, you think we would have seen something by now. We've had people in the water. We've had people on land. We've had people volunteer helicopters. You know, it just amazes us that it just happened to happen when it did. And we thank God it did. And those young ladies found it. They have been very, very open in helping us with this investigation. But yeah,
Mars can still call in. We have a lot of
questions. Every piece of the puzzle we've been receiving, it leads us down 100 more questions. You know, we're no closer to finding Riley. We've asked for the TBI to be involved. I've even reached out to the FBI, Homeland Security. You know, it's nothing I'm not trying to take a dig at what Metro Nashville is doing. I know they're doing with what they can. They're probably short-staffed, but more eyes, more people invested in this. We're 8-9 days in. And how does a 6'5", 6'6", blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy disappear?
He got chopped up into pieces.
I mean, he literally disappeared. Yeah, And there's no DNA in the scene.
I was just going to say, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Like you said, sir, it doesn't add up, which is one of the reasons I think so many people are paying such close attention to the case. But you make a good point. I mean, we're not trying to make a dig at police here, but when you hear that it's TikTokers who are out there, volunteers who find his bank card on the riverbank now a week later and not police early on, I mean, is that concerning to you and the family?
Just so people know, there are rescue organizations now that are starting to employ volunteers for 5 to 10 hours a week to find missing children. Go to findingkids.org. I'm serious. You sit at home and you find kids missing on the West Coast. I'm thinking about doing it. Already have a job advocating for children, but this sounds like I could get some serious investigative experience. You guys check it out. It's a legit thing, but internet sleuths are changing the world, and they do find people. They do solve crimes. So if my little bullshit podcast putting this out there helps people look into it more, I'm all for it, man. I hate that there's too many missing people. I hate it. It's so sad to me.
It is. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, very close friend of the family. But they are very concerned at what's actually going on right now. We thank the Lord. It's ironic that they are literally trying to ban TikTok right now. And they're literally the only ones that has provided us a solid lead 8-9 days after this has started. So there is bad sites to all type of internet. I was actually on the phone trying to look with another TikToker when the young ladies found that. Had them send me a picture of it. I told him what bank he was with, etc. Unfortunately, we have been warned of the bad side of this, how people will want attention. They'll print fake plastic cards of people's identification, throw them in locations of crime.
I've seen it before. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So before I rallied the troops, the mom and dad, I did have them dial 911. I had them send me pictures of it and instantly knew, wow, we have our first clue. And, you know, it was amazing. We were so happy. And I told him, and you saw it in the interview, they were extremely nervous. I told him, I said, you're about to have 100 people instantly come to that spot because they were live. And I said, I need you to make sure nobody comes within 10, 20 feet of where you found that card, because we can't take a risk of jeopardizing, you know, a potential crime scene. They did not label it at that yet.
That was smart.
But, you know, yeah, just and they were nervous go, okay. And it was awesome. But we're very concerned. I wish we had more people looking in this, invested in it. We just want Riley home. He's a great kid.
We gotta eat shit.
He has a lot going for him. He was 2 months out from living the American dream and starting, you know, graduating college and look being an investment career that he wanted to be in. Just how does somebody like that just disappear, especially when there's an officer within a half mile, quarter mile of that area looking for suspects and smash and grabs?
All right, let's go. Okay, this is good. Good background info. Really appreciate it, Mr. Search and Rescue dork. But I have my own sources. Here's the body cam footage from the PD.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
That's it? One more time, people. In case somebody notices something.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
How
are you? Good. All right. Let's see what's next here. Here are the TikTokers, actually. Quick 15 seconds.
There is so much trash down there, and it's so much to sit through. There are so many pieces of clothing, shoes, bottles, cans, everything. I don't really know how we found it. I would love to say just dumb luck, divine intervention. It was just sitting there.
All right, that's their story. Here's the video of him stumbling and falling. It's weird they were editing the trip and the fall. Like, why would you edit that? Like, to not make him look bad or something? Make him not seem intoxicated? I don't know. What do you think? Complete silence on here. You see him running. Watch. Boom! Son, don't be running when you're drunk. Like I said, he didn't think he was drunk, allegedly. That's hard enough to get a concussion. Mild, but it took him a while to get up. He's like, oh, fuck. I know that feeling. Did that on my bike. Like I said, he didn't handle it that great. He ate shit. he ate it. There's no other way to say that. This guy, he's either a dead-on liar or he heard everything that happened that night, okay? All right, here we go. User's chiming in. What's up, user? He says he could be in a ditch somewhere, found by a weirdo and stuff happened. Well, it's funny you should say that because I found a weirdo who was there nearby, a homeless weirdo, and he claimed this happened, okay?
Something happened here. I had the bad feeling from here. As a Native American, I got that sixth sense when I got over to that spot. I also, you know that I was across the river, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping. When he woke, I believe Riley woke me up. Riley was yelling, "Let's go, Brandon." And he yelled it as loud as he could. He yelled it for 25 to 40 minutes. It went on and on and on. Because I was like, I got to go to bed. You know, I practice Judaism. So Friday to Saturday is my Sabbath.
Red flag.
It startled me, and he yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled. And from where I was across this, as the boys got farther away, I could tell he was past that first bridge. And then all of a sudden, he stopped yelling.
All right.
Happened here.
All right. Hold on. We gotta re-listen to this. Okay. This is we're gonna re-listen to this 50 seconds. This crazy ass homeless guy. Is he a credible witness or not?
Something happened here. I had the bad feeling from here. As a Native American, I got that sixth sense when I got over to that spot. I also, you know that I was across the river, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping. When he woke, I believe Riley woke me up. Riley was yelling, "Let's go, Brandon." he yelled it as loud as he could. He yelled it for 25 to 40 minutes. It went on and on and on. Because I was like, I got to go to bed. You know, I practice Judaism. So Friday to Saturday is my Sabbath. So I'm barely quiet at night. And it startled me. And he yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled. And from where I was across this, as the boys got farther away, I could tell he was past that first bridge, and then all of a sudden he stopped yelling. Why would he stop yelling, Jason, after 25 minutes of yelling? Because somebody confronted him.
Oh, really?
Oh. So, okay, if we take this guy at his word, he was drunk and delusional and yelling, "Let's go, Brandon," and maybe he was stopped and confronted by a deranged Biden supporter? Or did that almost kill him? I don't know what we're supposed to get out of that video. User says, does Mars have that same sixth sense? Can he confirm? He's actually not native. He's just like twice as Mexican as me. I'm half Mexican and half white, and my mom's pasty white, but there's no denying his lineage. After a while, once Indians got co-opted enough into Spanish and Mexican culture, they just accepted it. They were like, okay, I'm Garcia now. Like, whatever. I guess I'm Catholic. And, you know, like, I guess this is over. The heathenism is over. I'm for the Lord now. That's how the Spanish conquest basically went. So, except in New Mexico, where there's still a holdout. These native folks be pride out here in the Four Corners area. Did you know if there's 200,000 Native Americans in New Mexico? That's so many. It's way more than black people. And I didn't even know that until I had to look it up the other day. I was like, that's outrageous. Let's trade them out. Just kidding. That's pretty mean, right? That's where the world's turned to, though. That's where it's turned to. He got me down the rabbit hole on that one. That was funny. I think Mars will be on the show Wednesday. We definitely have to have him on Wednesday. We're still covering Mr. Riley Strain here. I got more videos. That homeless guy was just hilarious to me. Let me go back down. I don't know. That might be it. That might be it on the Riley Strain, guys. Those were all the videos. Let me go to my tweet. I did find this tweet on Reddit, and I found this post on Reddit, and I retweeted it, made it original. Let's see. It's this one right here. So let me go ahead and share this really quick. So this is the email, right? My post was, staff from Luke Bryan's bar deny they forced anyone to stay and pay the tab or prevented Riley Strain's friends from leaving with him. So the narrative is that he was there at this bar hitting on some chicks. He had one drink. Apparently became belligerent. He had one drink and two waters, and then he was asked to leave the property. And this is where it gets dicey. Some people say that he was asked to leave out a side door or away from the front because they didn't want him hanging out near the front because of how he was acting. But in most of the most disturbing thing we saw in the security videos was him eating shit. User says, did he drink a chick's drink? That's a very interesting point. Yeah, did somebody order something and be like, oh yeah, and pass it off to him? Roofied, that bar is known for being roofied. That's for certain. And the post is, staff from Luke Bryan's bar deny they forced anyone to stay and pay the tab or prevented Riley Strain's friends from leaving with him, which is what the initial narrative was. This is an email from Anne Marie Henderson to Nashville WZTV. Hi, Kelly. No members of Riley's party were required to stay inside the venue to close any open tabs, and no one from our team prevented anyone from Riley's party from leaving the venue with him, Best and Marie. Developing story. I'm going to go ahead and search one more time, actually on YouTube, to see if anything has come up before I leave the story and we go to Kate Middleton, which I really don't. I don't care that much to cover, but I don't know. Maybe she dead. Maybe King Charles is dead. Maybe everybody be dead. All right. We have MNPD deploys rescue team in Riley Strain search. Let's get to that. This video should be good. Stop that screen. Share this tab. You know what it is and where it's at. WSMV4, Nashville, that same place we just referenced in that email.
Now to the latest on the search for Riley Strain. Today we're hearing from...
Let's see what user says really quick before we play this. He says, I'm a lightweight and I love it, but two drinks don't cause that. Dude, I know I have a drink in most of my streams, but I swear to God, I get drunk by three drinks. I think almost everybody can confirm this. Like, I'm on this one right here. I'm feeling pretty good. Let's just call it that. Like, that's why I don't stay out too late. When I go to a show now, I mean, it's pretty boring, you know, most of the time, because most shows suck these days. But I have two drinks and I have a caffeinated thing. I'm even thinking about going to the next thing just caffeinated sober. The next one is Flaming Lips, so I should probably eat some edibles and then go there and try to keep the energy up, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah, users like, still, you don't get like that. You know what, dude? Mars Bars can attest to this, okay? The most effed up drink one sparks. Hell yeah, dude. I know about those. Dude, Mars and I, all right, Mel, close your ears. I'm just kidding. The story's not that bad, at least on his end. But went to this house party one time, and this was like over 10 years ago. And unfortunately, I kind of used to like taking like Valium and hydrocodone on beers when I was young once in a while. And dude, I took like two or three at this party at like, you know, like two or three light beers at a kegger. So I didn't know what was happening. And I tried to walk home from somewhere that was maybe like Knob Hill area, like Washington, Morningside, and North of Lomas, like Constitution. And I tried to walk home to the university area, which is like University and Central. And I completely started walking the opposite wrong way. And then had to like double back a walk. It took me like 2.5 hours to get home, just schlopper knocker out of my mind. Yeah, true story. I don't know how I made it home to this day. It was very, very bad. And this is on YouTube, so I forget. People, sometimes my family sneaks on here and watches it, but not good. It was a very scary time. Like, I didn't get home till like 3. You used to say you started screaming, let's go, Brandon, summon a native who then did stuff. No, that should have happened to me. That would happen to me today. But back then, it like people talk shit about Central and Albuquerque, but it's not like it is now. Now it's just don't talk to anybody. Keep your head down. Like, there's homeless everywhere. Don't intervene in fights, like, because they'll try to fight you. I learned that in the last year. So just don't try to help anybody on Central. Very scary. Oh yeah, let's get back to this. Good chat, you guys. Users keeping it going. Where's everybody else? Mel B is still listening. Mars Bars needs to call in. Come on, guys.
Now to the latest on the search for Riley Strain. Today we're hearing from Metro Police for the very first time since the college student went missing in downtown Nashville.
There's been a large search for the 22-year-old for nearly a week now. He disappeared after being kicked out of a Broadway bar.
WSMV's Brendan Tierney is downtown with the very latest details.
First Avenue North at Gay Street here is a busy area where a lot of tourists come every
day. He was on Gay Street, man. Come on, dude.
Day. So police are surprised no one has found any trace of Riley since he was last seen here on Friday. Search and rescue crews battled their way through the thick brush along the banks of the Cumberland River.
There's a lot of switchbacks, and so it'd be dangerous for anybody really to go down there.
Metro police officers use ropes to lower down to homeless camps along the water where multiple people said they saw Riley Strain before his disappearance.
We try to utilize all resources available.
The 22-year-old Mizzou student was in town for a fraternity formal and vanished after getting kicked out of Luke Ryan's bar. His parents have been in town since the weekend.
We're doing everything we can to stay positive because we've got to be positive. That's
his parents killed him.
And we want.
Riley was last seen crossing First Avenue North and going along Gay Street towards the river. Police say they did not see him on security cameras down the road.
I don't know about the river flow, but they said that the river was 24 feet deep, 24 and a half feet deep.
Road at the courthouse, so they've been able to narrow in the search area.
It gives you hope.
People like Gary Hanner have joined the search, using his boat on the water and talking with people to find new clues.
You know, at this point, we're just looking for anything that can just point towards where Riley is.
Metro police say they're getting multiple Crime Stopper tips every day and are investigating all of them. At this point, no foul play is suspected, and they're just hoping to bring him home.
Riley, we're still here, Bubba. We're coming for you. Just help us find you.
No crying.
They say they're going to keep searching until they find Riley. We've seen dozens of people out here today walking along the river and looking over the railing, trying to help however they can. In downtown, Brendan Tierney, WSMV4.
All right, guys, we got to find Riley Strain. It's not looking great. I'm just going to say that. From all my true crime knowledge and research and listening in my lifetime, it's not looking that good. User thinks I got to get Mars Bars to go look for him. He probably wouldn't know right away. He's kind of like the Indian in the cupboard, you know? He's just always hiding out and very sneaky and has these little bits of wisdom from time to time. And it just pops up out of nowhere. You're like, oh, was it seeing that? Put him on a raft down the river. All right, let's get into this Kate Middleton noise. Oh, there he is. There's Mars Bars. What's up, Mars Bars, BTS recording? Of course he came in on that. We summoned him. We summon a Mars Bars. Hey, 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 hey. That's how they sing. His sixth sense tingled. I knew it. I knew it would. Are you going to call in, Mars? Give your thoughts on anything tonight? I know we'd be in the same town right now. Don't make me go drive over there. I just show up. Here we go. We got to find out where Kate Middleton is, guys. Where is this woman? Where is this woman? Where is Kate Middleton? She used to be here with us, but now she's so far away. Yeah, just call in, Mars. Just call in. You could do it. Do you guys think this is her? She apparently presented herself today. Let's check it out. This woman right here. That's a screenshot from a video earlier. There is already another Photoshopped image with Kate Middleton that was proven to be fake. Now they put this bitch out there. Like, why are they trying to fake us so hard? Like, don't make Americans want to care about this. It's already over the top. You got me covering it now because you're just throwing clones out there and fake bullshit, you know, use out there, the elites. I don't like what they're doing. They're not good people. What do you think the royal announcement was going to be? I thought King Charles was going to die. Like, Obama shot, like, he just helicoptered in there like nothing was happening. Here's from at Rana Tells. I think the royal announcement is going to be about one of these. King Charles abdicating of the throne. Kate's health worse than we thought. Or William and Kate divorcing. Okay. She had surgery recently. That's one thing. Here's the Obama clip right here. Here's Jay Alton. It's one of my favorite, actually, Twitter follows. Hold on. I forget. Twitter sucks now when you click on a tweet. It just puts it off to the side smaller. And I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you change it, Elon? But here he says, if you don't think Obama's pulling the strings in the U.S. and around the world, take note of how he's in attendance right now before this royal announcement. Let's check out the comments right now. Mars Bar says, my heartbeat is going weird. Just call in, dude, and I'll soothe your soul. I'll give you life advice. 1-505-337-0631. Like you said, that's definitely a clone. Loser says, thump, bump, hump to some techno. Mars says, it looks like she got, like, reverse. She's all that. That's funny. That's so stupid. User says, has anyone checked a crash car in a tunnel? Well, the paramedics that arrive will be paparazzi, so you know they won't do CPR. Mars Bar says, reverse Pretty Woman. I don't know why he felt the need to double down on it. User says, enough pills and she's fine. Oh, we got it. Hold on. Hello. You are on the air, sir. How are you? I did not. So you smoked it immediately as soon as I gave it to you. Basically. That was what you gave me. Right? Did you smoke the purple stuff? Did you smoke the purple? Oh, no. He smoked the purple, guys, which is triple scoop. No, it's like this California dispensary that came out here, dude. They went. It's really cheap and good, but man, that was 32%. Oh, he says he wish he could hear this. User can't hear this. That is weird. I don't know. This will probably be on the podcast recording. I know. Hold on. Let me stop the screen really quick. Hold on. You know what? I don't think there's a way for me to do it. Can you hear this now, user? We doing be doing it for real, y'all. All right, will this be on the podcast at least? All right, thank you, Mars. We'll figure it out next time. Peace. Oh my goodness. That's really funny. I think the podcast folks will hear it, but you guys won't. So basically Mars Bars just called in to talk about how some of the weed I gave him was too strong and he can't talk right now. And he's not right. That was the whole update. But it's called Triple Scoop. Out of cookies in LA, but now they have a dispensary here. It's pretty funny. Is that Ukraine flag? It's kind of Ukraine-y. Let's get back to sorry for the podcast. I hope that picks up on the audio only side. Let's get into this. Barack Obama, what is Barack doing? He says, don't smoke triple scoop.
What are you here to talk about? Any advice from the Prime Minister?
I got stopped by secret security once. I predicted his path too well, and I got stopped downtown. I was like, oh, I know exactly where he's going to go. So then I went and I tried to go meet him with a friend, but I got within like a city block and they stopped me. It's crazy. They stopped me a little bit too far out. I don't know. Is Kate Middleton dead? Is she alive? Is it a man? Is it a woman? I wish my monitor wasn't fucked up, user. That's why I don't have my normal monitor. And if that would have been normal, I think you would have heard Mars Bars. It's a bummer. These call-ins are a bitch, guys. That's why I want you guys to call in so we can figure it out. All right, here's the thing. That's the new Kate Middleton. That's not her. User thinks they were trying to transfer the ex-queen's soul into Kate's body. Oh, it's so creepy. I hope not. That's terrible. What else do we have here? Like, you just type in Kate Middleton, the same video pops up over and over and over right now. We know there's more. Oh, here we go. Royal insider Kate Middleton was murdered in Illuminati blood sacrifice.
The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, was murdered in an Illuminati blood sacrifice, according to Princess Diana's best friend, who also revealed that the ritual killing had long been planned as part of the royal family's dark occult traditions. The fact that Kate would be offed has been an open secret among the British aristocracy for years, according to Christine Fitzgerald, who claims that just like her friend Princess Diana, Middleton was carefully chosen for the sacrificial role due to her personality and bloodline. As the public in Britain and around the world demand the royal family release proof of life, the woman who was once Diana's best friend is urging the world to wake up to the dark truth about the Luciferian House of Windsor. Before we dive in, subscribe to the People's Voice Rumble.
Hello.
Think about this for a moment. The first fake photo generated headlines around the world. The royal family understand the level of speculation this caused. Under what possible circumstances would they respond to this uproar by releasing a second fake photo? And then a third? At this point, even CNN watching normies, who think Michelle Obama and Brigitte Macron are paragons of femininity, understand that the royal family are not being entirely transparent about what's going on here. Even Guardian journalists are jumping on the Kate Middleton truther train. Let's face it, the royal family have been backed into a corner, and they are desperately trying to cover up the crime. According to Fitzgerald, King Charles and the royals understand they can't repeat the same stunt they pulled with Princess Diana, who knew in advance her life was in grave danger.
Do you think you'll ever be queen?
No. No.
Why do you think that?
I'd like to be a queen of people's hearts, in people's hearts. But I don't see myself being queen of this country. I don't think many people would want me to be queen. Actually, when I say many people, I mean the establishment that I'm married into. Because they've decided that I'm a non-starter.
Why do you think they've decided that?
Because I do things differently. Because I don't go by a rule book. Because I lead from the heart, not the head. And albeit that's got me into trouble in my work, I understand that. But someone's got to go out there and love people and show it.
Times have changed since...
Let's see, what else do we have here? Come on. Nothing else new? This story is so weird. Come on, guys. Why would she be missing this whole time? What is the speculation? I heard she had an operation several months ago. Maybe it went bad. Maybe she's in hiding. I don't know. All these public appearances have been fake. They are really trying to push the envelope. They're using it as a basis for a psyop. I don't know why. Not great. Riley Strain is trendy. Let me see if there's anything new on there. We got to go back and check and see if anything on Riley Strain, if Kate is trending. What about Prince Charles? What's up with that dude, Prince Charles? Is he dead? Is he alive? Nobody knows. Why did Obama jetpack into the Buckingham Palace like a Grand Theft Auto character? It's not right. Look at this. Let's check out this video. Bunch of people are lined up. I know you can't see it. Hold on. Let's see. Where's the full screen? There's no full screen on this. Mars says Charles butt chin gone. You know, you should just come onto the stream really quick on your phone. Fuck the Collins. That's what you got to do. If it's just you calling in, we just got to send you the StreamYard link. Here, we got this random video. What is this?
Do you think you'll ever be queen?
Oh, it's the same one we watched earlier, actually. Bridget Macron being a dude. Is Prince Charles dead? Just search that. Anyway, I don't even know. I think this story is getting so retarded. Anya Cox. Hey, what's up, Anya? Oh, I get it. Anya Cox. She's lizard morphing. Hey, Mars.
Hello.
I think people can hear you now. Can you guys hear Mars? Can you hear all of us?
Hear you guys.
What do you think about tonight's stories, Mars? Do you know where Riley Strain is?
No.
You don't have any good ideas? What's your gut feeling?
He's in Florida.
He's already washed the river, down the river, down to Florida?
He's definitely in Florida.
Is he being trafficked?
Yep.
How do you know this, sky. Mars?
This. Oh, can I do it? Oh, there.
See, he's asking. Anya Cox is asking for tripping balls right now.
No. They left me outside, though, because I wasn't right for the store.
They kicked you out.
Well, Melissa was like, maybe you should just stay here. And I was like, okay.
He smoked too much weed. That's what happened. He doesn't smoke as much as me.
That was the devil. It's lettuce.
You are a royal royal family enthusiast. I know you have a Princess Diana t-shirt. Like, oh, dude, God.
I low-key follow some of their shit, yeah.
Why did that happen to you?
Have you ever seen... okay, it's the Queen does the Jubilee, or it's like the double Jubilee. What do you call it? Celebration, festival. And they light this like three spiral DNA strand transhuman celebration to the Tree of Life. And you never seen that?
Is it like a centennial celebration, or why do they do it?
I don't remember, but it was like 6 months before the Queen died. So you should go watch that.
So who's Kate Middleton, dude? I don't know who this bitch is, really. She's Diana's son's wife?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's weird, though. I don't really follow them very much. But that's interesting that she's missing. And that the king is sick. That's pretty interesting. But I did already see a video where they were like, look at this new footage of him. There's no butt chin anymore. He used to have a very prominent butt chin. So if you see him doing any like talking head interviews, like, oh, I'm not dead. Look for the butt chin.
Oh, so he injected stuff into his butt chin.
Wow, Jairus. I mean, Cosmic.
You bitch. User's going to go to town on that.
Jair Bear. Look at the sky today. Look at it. It's beautiful.
It's been very cold here the last 3 days. Very cold. Yeah,
snow?
Like rain? Sleet? Shit?
Oh, that's the worst type.
Yeah, it sucked. It was that's not terrible. But Riley Strain, okay, do you think he got serial killered or like rando psycho killered or...
Yeah,
what do you
probably.
Think he did?
Yeah. Like someone's already using his organs. Like someone...
like kidneys they ate him?
No, they're just like already in someone else, like transplanted.
In Tennessee, they're trafficking organs?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the state where the senator was like, oh, yeah, we keep the babies comfortable until we harvest
them. Keep them comfortable. That was Virginia, but close.
Same thing. Same state.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. What do you think we're going to cover on Wednesday? Let's have you predict the future. What do you think we're going to talk about on Wednesday?
Michael Robinson.
Who's that?
We gotta. Why isn't there? There's no. What's the mic? Big mic thread this week.
Oh, you're on the Levon. Big Levon. No, yeah. They're still trying to incept us to be okay with that. I don't think that's happening Wednesday.
Right. What's the next move?
There's got to be some Israel shit to happen. Like something crazy. They need something bigger. Or Ukraine.
What else? More people dead?
Yeah. Like a plane falling out of the sky.
The border. I'm always interested in the border.
The border sucks.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Oh. All right. I got to go sit down some more. So.
All right. We're about to end the stream too. We'll talk to you later, Mars. Thank you for hopping in.
Peace.
Peace. All right. Let's see if there's anything else I got to cover on the trending really quick. There might be. Oh, wait. WWE Raw is trending. It's Monday. Oh, shit. I got to watch Raw. I'm like, why is it trending? I'm like, oh, maybe I got to watch it. Just kidding. But not really. Biden's border bloodbath. I'm over it. Bloodbath has been trending for like 4 days. That's terrible. I think my cat literally jumped in a paper bag. What the fuck is happening over here? I think that's it for tonight. We'll talk to you later. Peace.